Okay, welcome everyone to today's special meeting. It's Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. Welcome back from our short summer holiday, I guess, a second meeting in July. That was refreshing. It is 3:30 for the start of a special meeting. We have two advisory board interviews for today. And for the record, we do have a quorum. All members are present. We'll call the meeting to order. And let me just discuss this. So we have a Public Works Advisory Board interview. We have one unscheduled vacancy. And then we have a Citizens Oversight and Citizens Finance Committee interview. And we have two seats available. And as I look through this, so we had this posting at one time, and then we didn't get several applicants, and then we extended the application. I think our city clerk, Ms. Swanson, had contacted one of the applicants. They were fine with extending it, so we've extended it, and this is now we're coming to that. So we have two applicants in the audience, and in the past we've actually invited separate interviewees because we've had multiple advisory boards. I was just going to ask if the applicants were willing and council were willing, if we could just have both applicants come up. I know there's two separate boards, but we can go through that, I think, efficiently. If you're all willing for that, how about council? You okay? I'd invite our two applicants up to the table up here. I think it'll be pretty casual. We'll just ask for an introduction. And we do have ballots, but considering we have just one applicant for each seat, I feel comfortable foregoing my questions and going, looking for the rest of council to go through their questions for the interview, and then following that, if it's all right with the rest of council, we could just do a voice vote and go on with that. And with that, just want to turn to you and thank you, too, for applying. Appreciate that. And then if I could just look to Mr. Beckman, if you do introductions, and then Mr. Deschler following that, just to start off with introductions, please. There you go.
Bart Beckman, recent citizen, last 3 years of Morro Bay, applying for the position of Citizens Finance Committee.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Deschler.
Rick Deschler of Morro Bay. I've been here for about 40-some years and applying for the Public Works Advisory Board. I've been on it once about a decade or so ago. I thought I'd try it again.
Okay, great. Very much. Thanks very much. And, I think we could just, usually there's similar boards. It's just one board and multiple applicants. But I think we can get through just asking questions. And I'll look to my right if Mr. Smuckler would start us off on questions. And if you want to just ask both applicants, whether it's the same questions or different questions, I think we can get through it.
Okay. Thanks. I think I have a fairly open-ended question to get you going. But just curious to know, with either of your boards, is there an issue or a focus of your board that you're particularly interested in or looking forward to working on?
In my case, I guess the primary attraction is just sort of to better understand the $3 million gap and what is possible, if anything, to close that entire gap. It seems rather unsurmountable, I'm not sure, at this point. So there's certainly a lot of challenges that come with that, but it'd be really nice if we could improve our streets. If you've driven over Ponderosa, it's not a real pleasant road to go on. So hopefully there are some opportunities to look to see if there is some money somewhere that can be had.
Like I stated on my application, I believe in participatory government, and every few years I apply for a board. I have no particular interest on a particular issue with the Public Works Board. Like I had mentioned, I've been on that board before, so I'm familiar with it, and this is filling in a gap for an unscheduled vacancy, so I thought I'd give that a shot. Thank you.
Thanks. Mr. Hedding.
Thank you, and welcome, gentlemen. Mr. Deschler, first, if you could tell me in your mind, what is your sense of the urgency of fixing, quote-unquote, our street problem? And then for Mr. Beckman, you briefly alluded to financing mechanisms and may have seen something on the agenda tonight. Might you comment on any ideas you have for financing mechanisms for that, if you think it's an issue as well?
Let's see. Urgency. There's some streets that are definitely in very bad shape, and I believe that they need to be addressed. It's a constant need. You know, they wear out. So there's always an urgency for some parts of town. Outside of that, I mean, it's just regular routine. Every year, you're going to have some streets that are that have to be taken care of.
I must readily admit that the financing aspect of this position is not something that I'm currently really familiar with. The only two aspects that I'm somewhat familiar with is Measure Q for financing, and I guess I am interested as to the roughly $1 million, I guess, that we're getting in revenue from that, that's supposedly all going to, I think, streets, public safety, and the third item, I don't recall what that is right offhand, and I couldn't add up to the $1 million out of those three items. So that's one aspect of funding for streets. The other one that I'm aware of that will go on the ballot that you folks agreed to put on the ballot, and that's the half-cent sales tax, which could help fund. Hopefully it's not going to be like school lottery money that basically once things catch up with it, it's really not an adder to those issues. It just becomes the only funding source. And that's kind of what it seemed like I was looking at relative to those two financing aspects. But I must plead at this point ignorance beyond that relative to what other possibilities like grants or whatever might be possible. I'm not familiar with those at this point.
Thank you.
Matt?
Mr. Beckman, we'll start with you, and then Rick, I'll give you your question also. So, sure. Knowing that this is going to be a group of people working towards an advisory capacity to staff, what would you be bringing to the table to help along with that? And then to Mr. Deschler. I'm going to go with the proper minister there. What has changed since you're looking back over your resume with the city for a number of decades? Has anything changed with PWEB, and what do you think new you could bring to the table to help this process along?
Well, I mentioned what I'm not as strong in, and that's the financial or financing aspects of governmental issues. What I do have a lot of experience on, though, our project controls, cost, schedule, management, putting budgets together. I did look at the budget. I think there's some opportunities for maybe how to improve how that's presented. I know that the Citizens Finance Committee has done a lot of work already to try to put that in a form that is more easily understandable. I must admit that I didn't make it through all, I don't know, several hundred pages, but even looking at the summary aspect of the way it's presented, it didn't flow as well as I think it could flow. Now, it's very likely that's a format that's been handed down over many, many years, and it's just sort of something that you need to do to align expenditures with the various budget items that you have. I mean, I'm familiar with that, working with a utility where Mike time would go to capital projects, O&M, training, other various things. So I understand those concepts, but basically I think, coming back to what I think I bring, I think I have a very strong background in cost controls and systems and how to look at how budgets are put together.
Oh, let's see, what's changed? not a whole lot on the process. So what do I bring to the board? I ask questions. I'm really good at asking questions, and that's what you really need the advisory board members to do. So they need to not just be a rubber stamp or satisfied with what's presented. So whatever the presenter brings, I'll ask them hard questions. Whatever staff brings, I'll ask them hard questions. And same thing with members of the audience if they bring up comments. So I think that's the real role, or the best role of the advisory board, is to dig below the surface and find out, be a devil's advocate for the public as to what, you know, is this going to be good for the city? Is this needed? And then make my decisions based on that.
Great, thank you. I was going to ask you the devil's advocate question from your application, Mr. Deschler, so I'll have to come up with something, but I can transition quickly. So this question is for both of you in the way that you interact with the public. So really, you're going to be diving into two projects, and staff reports that the general public isn't going to be paying as close of attention to. So we can start with you, Mr. Deschler. How will you communicate to your network things that are going on, and how do you make that, you know, interesting and exciting to folks so that they get engaged and that so that you get feedback from them too? So then the question's a little bit different for Mr. Beckman, but you can start with that.
Well, really, I have a small social circle. So unless somebody is approaching me, I'm not out there communicating with a lot of people. So, but I'm always open. I'm in the phone book for people that still get phone books and ask for the city director, for the residential directory. So I'm always open to discuss things and with people.
Okay. I would tell you what has changed a little bit is YouTube. So now that people can watch our meetings all of the time, you may become more popular in the grocery store. So be prepared. So Mr. Beckman, in the materials that you submitted, you've done a lot of engineering work in your past life. So that's a complicated area that not everyone has experience in. Same with finance. So combining those two roles, tell us an example in the past where you've taken complicated issues and made them easy to understand for the person that doesn't have an engineering or a financial background. And how you might do that with your network or with your neighbors or people that ask questions about, like, the city's finances.
I am an engineer by degree. I practiced engineering, per se, for, like, a year. But I think the question still applies to my kind of geeky background where I'm a numbers person. Probably the best example I can give is with my wife. I do Sudokus and she does crossword puzzles. So explaining various aspects of financing or budgets, I do have to break them down. And, you know, even the budget that we have here, she turns to me and said, "What are you guys talking about? I don't even understand how you you can stand to listen to this." So to communicate with her relative to financial matters, or let's say budgets and numbers, because they're, you know, say finance, you're getting into a whole other realm that does get very, very complicated. But I think I am able to break things down into what is meaningful and you can relate to. Like the budget gap, I do think that the way it was presented on the fundamental aspects of that was done very well. I was somewhat critical of the way the overall budget was put together, but I think the big aspect, so I think doing things like that, I think is very good. What's the big picture if we're short $3 million? Where are we short $3 million? So that aspect of it, I think I didn't do that, but that is an example of what I think I've done and how I communicate with my wife.
Okay, great. I can understand as a crossword puzzle, she might just not be very interested in the budget, so I can't blame her. One last question. There are two terms here that are available, so are you would you prefer the term that goes until 2019 or the term that goes until 2020, or you let us decide?
I'll let you decide.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, we do have a few more minutes, so I'll just entertain a couple questions. Thanks again for applying. The couple things that have changed a little bit is that we've set up mostly with all the advisory board's goals and objectives annually. And part of that process, when we go through goals and objectives, we seek out that advice from our advisory boards as well. So as we go into the goals, so as you go into your advisory boards, there's a set of goals. Mr. Beckman, in particular, you're saying the finance document, how can we improve that, which is one of the things I think that council has talked about as far as being able to have a document that's easy for the community to decipher. So with that, how would you participate with helping council with goals as an advisory board member coming up the next year? So, Mr. Beckman, if you could help start us off with that.
I'm not familiar with what the current goals are. I'm somewhat familiar because I sat in on the last Citizens Finance Committee, which unfortunately didn't have a quorum, but I probably got more information out of it because it was very informal as far as the way they talked about it and how they're approaching. Clearly, they've got a goal to come up with a format, and they're quite far along relative to that. There are some technical issues around that. There was one term that was used about four different places that was all, but they had different meanings, the same words, if you will, but it had, depending on which sheet, it had a different meaning, and that's somewhat of the anal aspect of, you know, the bad news of who I am that I look into. Relative to other goals, I think clearly getting some way to, you know, say either we can close this budget gap or we have to do plan B. You know, you can only go on for so long with a gap like that. And as the data shows, again, I'll go to roads, but it could apply to the police and fire and the other places where the gaps are. But at some point you can't, if you're going to have a short, let's use police, might be easier, or fire. You can't keep working these guys overtime. I just recently sat an interview with, I think, the acting police chief. It sounded like they're putting in a lot of overtime. So there's something's got to give relative to that. So relative to having goals, I think we've got to find work with you and the staff to come up with a plan as to how that's going to come together, or something else is going to go off the table.
Great, thanks. Mr. Dashley?
Well, I know that you have your goals established so far for PWAB this year and reviewed those that how you laid them out. And when it comes around to the next time for establishing goals, I'll see what's been accomplished, and I'm familiar with a lot of the different aspects of the city, having been on various committees and just being a person who walks up and down bicycles the streets. So at that time, then I'll put my effort into seeing what needs to be done.
Okay, great. Thanks very much. With that, how does everybody feel about just doing a voice vote? And that'd be great.
Can we ask a few questions?
Let's take 5 minutes and we'll go through that, and then we'll go ahead and convene.
They're not major. I'm just curious. I'm not that familiar with this and what the ground rules are.
Sure.
With someone in my position, I assume I don't have to fill out, there's something called a form 700 or something you guys have to.
Yeah.
Assuming I don't have to fill out.
You would have to fill out a form 700.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't know. Okay, I was assuming the answer was going to be no. Not sure what that is, I guess. Then what about communicating with you? I have not spoken with many of you, but a few of you. Am I now going to be limited, or would I be limited as to ex parte communications as far as who I could talk to and when?
Yeah, so there will be some Brown Act training for all our advisory board members going through that, which will help instruct you on how you communicate. As an example, if you're communicating with one particular subject, you can communicate with two of us, but not three of us. right? So you'd have to be careful on how you communicate, but that's getting into the weeds of the Brown Act, and I think that, you know, those are things that you'd get the proper training with as you go into that.
Okay, but that would apply to the way I am right now, though. What you did with that example.
Sure, yep.
What about, to what extent might I become privy to information that would be private? I don't know if that's the case, but I mean, I could offhand hear about some personnel issue just sort of being around, I guess. Obviously, I know you would not divulge anything like that to anyone else, but is there anything relative to my participation in these committees of something that it's like, okay, we're going to show you this, but you can't share it with anyone else?
Yeah, you know, you're talking into the personnel issue. I mean, as an advisory board, you're going to be focused pretty much on the
budget. That was, I mean, other things. Yeah. Let's say, yeah, financially, am I going to be shown something that...
There are policies and procedures. So there's a policies and procedures handbook that'll help you with, you know, the outline of your role. The Brown Act will be part of the training. And certainly, I think if there's more questions, you know, we can engage any one of us. Ms. Johnson, you had some comments?
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt you, Councilwoman Johnson. I believe that we still have a public comment that hasn't been opened up yet.
Okay.
Thank you,
Mr.
Mayor.
Thank you. Hmm? Thank you. And did you want to add anything?
Well, I think I did just a few, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything that you would see, any advisory board materials are all public. So just as the city council has, like, everything on our agenda tonight, that's how it will be for you. The city council, though, depending upon, you know, certain reasons, legally would meet in a closed session where some of those materials would not be available to the public until post-meeting. But as far as your advisory council, no, everything would be a public document for you. And as far as the way you communicate with each other, I mean, you will want to understand how to communicate among your board members, because there will be some restrictions based on the Brown Act. But as far as to the council, you can still individually tell us your opinion, you know, five times, basically. It's just you'll have to be careful how you share information, and we need to be careful of how we share it based on, you know, the limits of the Brown Act. But it really won't change the way you've been communicating with us. And I've communicated with you a lot, so I just wanted to start that communication will be the same. It's just a matter of what you share with your board members and then how you share that with others, which on the board, which, you know, you'll understand about that, and it's not too difficult. But, you know, it is different from the private sector how you communicate with your team. So, but those are great questions, actually.
Okay. Yep. And we need to go to public comment, but Mr.
Spoker? Oh, yes. Just briefly, I did want to follow up in another item that you will have a city email, which is fairly new and helpful, because those email communications are also public information, and it helps keep a little bit of a break between your personal email account and the city duties. The other thing that's a really important component of the advisory boards is communication connection to the council itself in a public way. And you may find times as an advisory board where you feel an issue is important enough to actually compile a statement or in a memo form or via presentation during public comment or something like that to communicate directly to the council on a certain issue. For example, Ms. Bagnola sent us a very well-informed email from the Citizens Finance Committee earlier regarding the streets financing discussion we're going to have later on. And that's a very effective way to help make sure that the entire council and the communities kept aware of your deliberations. Many of us watch those meetings, but there are fine elements to that you may want to highlight to us, and that's very important.
Okay, great. With that, I'll open it up for public comment for anybody who'd like to speak to this.
Good afternoon. My name is Robert Davis. I want to support the appointment of Mr. Deschler to the Public Works Advisory Board. I've worked with Rick in the Morro Bay Friends of the Library for several years. He's been our treasurer, and he also worked in our book room organizing books for our annual book sale. He's always very thorough and conscientious with his work, and one of the things I like best about Rick is that he often presents contrary views, looking at the other side of the question. And his suggestions often make me think about what I'm doing, and he makes sure that other points of view are considered before decisions are made. I think he'd be a valuable addition to the advisory board. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Anybody else for public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council at this time. We can just go ahead and deliberate and make a vote, and we could do a roll call vote, and would make a motion for that. So a motion to appoint Mr. Deschler to the PWAB board.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Motion by Mayor Irons, second by Mr. Smuckler, and roll call. So Ms. Swanson, do you want to do the roll call on that? Sorry about that.
Yes. Mayor Irons?
Yes.
Councilmember Smuckler?
Yes.
Councilmember Heading?
Aye.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
And Councilmember Makowetsky?
Yes.
The okay. Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
I'll move we appoint Mr. Beckman to the 6-year term ending 2022
second.
To the Citizens Finance Committee.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Smuckler, a second by Ms. Johnson, and to the six-year term. And we have a motion and roll
Johnson
call, please.
Second. Yes. Councilmember Smuckler?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Heading?
Aye.
Councilmember Makowetsky?
Yes.
And Mayor Irons?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you.
Okay. With that,
welcome.
I think that. That concludes this part of the meeting, and thank you very much. Appreciate that. And with that, we will conclude the meeting, and we'll call this portion of the special meeting adjourned, and then we'll re-adjourn to our next meeting. Thank you.